This goes to Dr. Terry Ball, B-A-L-L, fax 989-775-6472, regarding Larry Moody, M like Mary, O-O-D-Y, date of birth 7/26/1937. Dear Dr. Ball, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Moody with stage 3B to 4 chronic kidney disease, ischemic cardiomyopathy with low ejection fraction, and recent orthostatic hypotension. He's here with his daughter today for his follow-up visit. He does travel to Florida for the winter, and he just returned in May. He does have cardiology and nephrology providers in Florida for him to follow up while he is there. He's recently had a lot of dizziness. He's been using his Antivert 25 milligram at least twice a day, and that does seem to help. Several of his medications have been changed. Hydralazine has been decreased from 25 milligram twice a day to 10 milligram twice a day. Metoprolol, 25 milligram daily, has been decreased to a half a tablet daily. And he does not take IN like November, PEFA, 200 milligram daily. Lasix also was increased from 40 milligram daily to 40 milligram twice a day because he was hospitalized in the ER in Florida for severe fluid overload and congestive heart failure. He required some Lasix IV, and then the Lasix dose was increased. Since that time, his weight has been stable at home, and our scale shows a 3-pound decrease since his last visit 8 months ago. The consultation was done on September 26th of 2023. He denies current symptoms of orthopnea, no current chest pain or palpitations. He is able to walk up to a half a mile on flat surfaces without difficulty at a slow pace, and he does try to stay active to keep his strength up. He's had no hospitalizations since he's returned to Michigan for the summer. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. And no edema or claudication symptoms. Medication list was previously reviewed. I also want to highlight the ranozoline, 500 milligram twice a day. Metoprolol has been decreased. The isosorbide is 30 milligram twice a day, and he's still on Entresto 49/51 milligram twice a day. He also has had one fall, but it was not from a syncopal episode. He actually missed a step trying to walk up into his daughter's house, and he fell and scraped his right knee, hands on cement when he fell on the porch. He is feeling better now. That was not a dizziness-associated fall, though. Physical exam, weight 173 pounds, pulse is 65 and regular, and oxygen saturation 95% on room air. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 90 over 60, standing is 80 over 56. The dizziness is immediate once he stands up, and within 1 minute, it resolves and stabilizes. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. No carotid bruise. He's got mild jugular venous distension noted. Heart is regular. No murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. In labs, most recent lab studies were done 5/23/2024. Creatinine is 2.22. Estimated GFR is 28. Previous level was 1.96. That was 10/3 of 23 prior to his leaving for Florida. And estimated GFR at that time, 32. So there is a slight decrease. The patient does have labs done in Florida, and he did not bring those results back with him. Also, albumin 4.2, calcium 9.1. Electrolytes are normal with sodium of 140, potassium 3.7, phosphorus 3.7. Hemoglobin is 13.9 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 4, chronic kidney disease, with slightly worse creatinine levels, but no uremic symptoms, no volume overload, no pericarditis. 2, ischemic cardiomyopathy. We are going to hold the hydralazine currently due to the orthostatic hypotension he's experiencing and the low blood pressure as he is sitting. We would not adjust any of the cardiac meds, including Lasix, Ranozoline, and Isosorbide, Metoprolol, or Entresto. And we have instead advised him to contact his cardiologist, Dr. Susan Salick, S-A-L-L-A-C-H, to review all meds and see if any further adjustments need to be made. And I have asked the patient and family to check his blood pressure at home and report blood pressure readings to us for the next 2 weeks. He also should continue to follow a low-salt diet and a fluid restriction, which currently he's doing about 40 to 50 ounces in 24 hours. And we're going to ask him to do monthly lab studies at this time, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 3 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.